WDE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Supporters of former President Trump's home off near Mar-a-Lago. He's headed for New York, where he'll turn himself in and be arraigned tomorrow. Mayor Eric Adams has a message for supporters who might gather there.
While there may be some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow, our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves.
As for the court proceeding itself, former federal prosecutor Jessica Roth expects Trump's lawyers to be active.
File a slew of motions to try to get the charges dismissed. And even if they're not successful in getting the charges dismissed, then to delay the proceedings.
Students are mobilizing today at the Tennessee Capitol, 1 week after the Nashville school shooting that left three kids and three adults dead. They want action on guns.
Gun violence is the leading cause of death in American youth. And it is entirely preventable and entirely unnecessary. And lawmakers need to be doing more to keep their citizens safe.
Bobby Sloan is a student at Vanderbilt University. The nation's midsection and south could be in for yet another round of severe storms. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore is watching it.
Already a tornado watched across southern parts of Mississippi, including Mobile, Alabama as well. Tomorrow we jump into the heat of this thing in the afternoon, probably starting in Missouri, moving up into Iowa. We're talking about all hazards in play here. Hail, damaging winds, even tornadoes.
Well, jury selection underway today in Idaho in the murder trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says she's charged in connection with the deaths of her two children and her husband's previous wife.
Suspicions started swirling around Daybell and her husband, Chad, an author of religious doomsday novels, after her children seemingly disappeared in late 2019. Shortly after, Tammy Daybell died under mysterious circumstances. In June of 2020, the children's bodies were found buried on Chad Daybell's Idaho property. Prosecutors say the couple killed all three, fueled by their end-of-times beliefs, to steal Social Security funds and insurance money.
NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg says tomorrow will be the day Finland officially joins the alliance.
It will be a good day for Finland's security, for Nordic security, and for NATO as a whole.
The parent company of UFC, Ultimate Fighting, is buying the World Wrestling Entertainment Company, creating a $21.4 billion sports entertainment enterprise. The new combined venture will be publicly traded. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up about 200 points, the NASDAQ is down 100, and the S&P is down 4. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Jenny, senior designer for Cleo and Wolf, and this is Behind the Designs with Boot Barn. Cleo and Wolf is a vintage-inspired, effortless collection with a country sensibility. Each design is thought out and crafted so that it becomes a special staple in her wardrobe. Even if it's just an article of clothing, there's so much meaning to that. In her most authentic, natural state is where her beauty and her confidence lives. Cleo and Wolf, only at Boot Barn.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Snuggle up with a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Current Technologies Incorporated and the Southwood County Humane Society. When the power goes out, contact Current Technologies Incorporated, your local Platinum Kohler generator dealer. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 to get more information about Kohler Standby Generator today. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 4th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room. The Residential Options Committee will meet at 11 a.m. at the courthouse. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. Following that, the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Downtown Business Improvement District Board will meet at 2:30 p.m. The Village of Whiting will meet at 5 p.m. for their Utilities Committee meeting. In Adams County, the Veterans Service Commission will meet from 9:30 to 11 a.m., and the Land and Water and UWEX committee meeting will run from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Election Day is tomorrow. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch live election coverage tonight at 7 on your favorite Civic Media station. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 32. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs around 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
So it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes.
You need some whoop 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 boing, you know?
Absolutely.
So it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, and boy, are we going to have some fun in this hour. Our guest, who I'm so excited to have on, is a actor and producer who's been in the entertainment business for over 30 years. You know him from West Wing, Get Out, Handmaid's Tale, countless other movies and TV shows, but he is also a Wisconsin native, and he's been very vocal about Wisconsin politics for at least a decade, if not more. Welcome to the show, three-time Emmy Award winner, Bradley Whitford.
It's under his eye. It's really great
under
to be
his
here.
Eye. Oh man, how many showers do you have to take after playing Commander Joseph Lawrence?
it's a little tricky. I'll sometimes when people on the street come up, they'll say very nice things, and I'll say, "Well, I hope you're an obedient woman."
Oh,
and my wife will slap me.
As she should.
Good.
As she should.
Restoring balance to the universe.
Yes. Yes.
So I have to tell you this story because
so
20 years ago, which is humbling to think of, I was 16. It was 2003. You had obviously already been on the West Wing, and I had the opportunity to move from Madison, Wisconsin to LA to pursue acting. And
it's a mistake, but go ahead.
Yes. Well, I'm back here now. and my dad was with me, and my dad was a businessman, big networker. Really saw the power of networking. And he knew you were from Wisconsin. So he was convinced that if we just somehow got connected to you, the Wisconsin connection, and then somehow you'd help me out. And that didn't work out so much. But now, 20 years later, here you are on my show.
Oh, my God. Did I ever talk to your father?
No. God, no. Oh. My dad was in finance, and so the entertainment thing was brand new to him, and yet his mind went to networking. And he's like, who do we know?
Right.
What Wisconsin connections do we have in Hollywood? And so he thought of all the Wisconsin actors he could think of.
Well, I'll tell you, I it's funny because I've always been, you know, there is no more rewarding activity than acting. I've always felt like it's the only sort of integrated, it's part of why I fell in love with it, because it uses my head, it uses my heart, it uses my body. I didn't have to turn anything off in order to do it. The activity, there was nothing better, but the business is, even if you're lucky,
mm-hmm.
trust me, and I know how lucky I am, it's a very tough thing to navigate. So when I talk to young people now, I'm a lot more circumspect about it.
Are you?
Because it's brutal. Like, I went to acting school after I went to college. I went to 4 years at Juilliard. Three of us make a living.
Wow. Of your class?
Yeah.
Wow.
Acting. Yeah. Yeah. It's brutal.
It is brutal.
It's tough. And you never, here I am, lucky actor, looking at Miami's complaint.
No, but it's so, and I think that was the thing, even at a young age, when I, not to make this about me, but when I decided, I was like, I should go to college.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so out of your hands, the acting thing. It's like, no matter how talented you are, no matter how hard you work, you are at the mercy of other people wanting to cast you. And then that project, after you're even cast, that project doing well so that you have a name for yourself. And it's
you have no control. And trust me, when you're shooting, there's a lot of movies that you don't remember that I was in that I thought, wow, this is going to be amazing. When I'm shooting Get Out, I have no idea. You have no idea. No idea. And what's hard about being an actor is whatever that assertive part of your personality that has you on the radio, that has you going to a movie theater, had you going to a Broadway play and going, I want to be up there. It's a very assertive part of your nature. A very small percentage of the population doesn't think that's a nightmare. So there's this assertive part of you, and then the business renders you totally passive.
Yeah. And yet here you are, just a little Wisconsin boy who's made it. And so what was that journey as far as, we're talking to Bradley Whitford, actor, producer, Wisconsin native. So you went to Madison East?
I went to East.
You went to East. I went to West. But, that's okay. But
yeah, you guys were the snobby guys.
Well, we were the high school that was closest to the university. So we had a bunch of university, like college professor kids. But as far as, so you talk about the business, you went to Juilliard. What was the break? Because the break wasn't Billy Madison, was it?
No.
The business ethics.
There's a series. I'm lucky because I've had a sort of boiled frog level of luck in show business rather than sort of one event. A big piece of luck. My first play was Curse of the Starving Class with Kathy Bates, which was a huge break. Very, very scary break because you have to be stark naked on stage. in New York was a little terrifying. And I had to squat down because that's what you want to do when you're naked is
totally.
Squat and pick up a live lamb who I named Meryl Sheep. I got a break when Aaron Sorkin, this young playwright, allowed me to not only cast me in a supporting part in A Few Good Men, but then allowed me to go into the lead, which was very weird. So I was the lead in a Broadway play. My dressing room was bigger than my apartments, and they had 24-hour security guard there. So my dog and I moved into the dressing room at the music box. The big break was West Wing. That sort of changed everything.
And so I guess then that kind of transfers into, were you, because I think one of the things we see now, especially for those of us who live in Wisconsin, who are political, who lean left, you have been vocal about Wisconsin politics for a long time. And did that, how... Pre-West Wing.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, like pre-West Wing.
My family, I was raised Quaker, and the whole idea that was sort of pounded into us was, of course, nonviolence, but was you had to put your values into action. And it actually opens up a sort of interesting thing. I think one of the reasons that we have a form of minority tyranny in this country is that the right understands what I believe to be the truth, and I think we can actually learn from them. They understand that politics is the way you create your moral vision. On the left, we tend to think it's the stuff that I do. We think that culture is the way you create your moral vision. But Will and Grace won't help you if you have a pre-existing condition. And Handmaid's Tale has now been a big hit for 6 years, and it doesn't seem to be helping on the abortion front. Hmm. You have to follow through politically. And that's something I've always felt. And I think we on the left, I've gone back every cycle to Wisconsin, and I have seen, you know, I'm putting this simply, but we're a little too cool for school to care about local and state politics. You know, we'll get upset about the big national things. I think this is changing a lot, and mm-hmm. I think the work you're doing and the work that a lot of what I see in Wisconsin is a lot more awareness that we need to work the political levers that we have. You can't, culture won't do it alone. So that's something I feel, I've always felt very strongly about. I'm always telling people too, listen, I'm not just some, you know, guy who got lucky in Hollywood and you should care about Wisconsin because that's where I'm from. It is an ideological swing state. It's why it was targeted by Rove and the Koch brothers. It resonates nationally. And people really, I do now, I really think they understand that about Wisconsin. And I am so inspired by the, I think the work Ben Wickler's done has been incredible. I think if we had a Ben Wickler in New York and in California, where there is absolutely no structure, we would not have lost the House.
Hmm.
And going back there every cycle and seeing people, it's just excruciating, these close racists.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I so am so inspired by the tenacity of the activists in Wisconsin. So,
and I've only been back for a couple cycles, and it's never ending. And so especially now when the spring elections feel even more important than the election we just finished 6 months ago, which is what we're going to.
Yeah. Sisyphus.
I definitely want to talk more, because it's not like you came post-Trump. Like, you were here during Act 10. Like, you've been caring about Wisconsin politics despite having your career and everything like that. So we're going to talk about that more when we come back, along with maybe any predictions you have for tomorrow, because, you know, we're all in the prediction game after 2016.
it's a great idea.
Totally. All right. Yeah. Our guest is Bradley Whitford. He is going to continue to be with us after the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Ag Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Ag Country office.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, news director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
Riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm Bradley Whitford from The West Wing, a show featuring an idealized Washington, D.C. that inspired an entire generation of future politicians to try and make a difference by just doing the right thing.
And I'm Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep, a show that did not do any of that.
The road to saving democracy runs directly through my home state of Wisconsin.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are joined by actor, activist, Emmy Award winner, Wisconsin native entertainer, Bradley Whitford. And that was a video I actually found on TikTok this morning made with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia's incredible. I love her. I've known her a little bit, but she is very aware. She really focuses on down ballot races, which is, I think, a very effective. Look, I am fully aware. The first question, I know that the last thing anybody needs is somebody, with a horseshoe hanging out of their ass in Hollywood. the last thing any local candidate needs is some, predictable Hollywood lefty, telling people what to think. But what you can do is use all this silly attention that we get and, make people know about Josh Call and make people understand what the stakes are. So she's very smart about that.
She is very smart about that. But as are you, because I know it was, I didn't get to see it, but I feel like that was a huge draw last fall when you guys did the mashup of The West Wing and Veep, and the David Mandel wrote it as far as doing that mashup and that fundraiser. And I do think there's something interesting with exactly what you said. It's not so much having celebrities tell you what to think, but using a platform to at least tell you that it's even happening.
Right. And to everybody who says, oh, what are you celebrities? By the way, I'm proud of the activist progressive community in Hollywood. Nobody, we're not out there saying, give us a tax break. We are fighting for voting rights. We're fighting for rational gun laws, as opposed to the very powerful moneyed interests that are, it's part of what I was saying before. I think part of the reason we're in the place we are in is the right is basically pursuing a kind of selfish libertarian business agenda fueled by culture wars, right? And in order to do that, it's not an extracurricular. They're in there all day, every day, because it's business. And we on the left, I think, you know, again, need to really apply pressure on all levels of the political system in order to get to the place where the majority of this country actually wants to be on guns, on the climate, on rights. It's actually on women's rights. It's actually not even close.
And yet. Here we
and
are.
Yes. And yet, the election is close.
The election is close. And so I guess.
Okay, here, you want to hear my prediction?
Sure.
If all of your listeners don't get everyone in their family and five of their friends to vote, we're going to lose.
I think that's a good pressure. That's a good pressure to put on everybody. But the yes. onus is on you.
Yes.
There's absolutely go get your friends. I actually told a story. I had a family member who, despite the fact that I have a radio show and countless social media posts about the vote, about the election, and have been posting about it and talking about it for 2 months, when asked this weekend, I said, "Are you going to vote on Tuesday?" This family member said, "On what?" And so you never know who of your family and friends just is too preoccupied with other things. And honestly, it's, you know, I don't blame them as far as having other priorities, because some of this can be exhausting. And those of us who are crazy enough to continue to be so consumed with it, I think we're needed yeah. too. But it's not realistic to have everyone. And so go ahead.
Listen, we all have, you know, ADH. Did the Bucks win? You know, and like digital dementia. Like we're all scattered, and people, you know, people are busy. So you have to remind them. The thing of like, it's excruciating in Wisconsin, but there's actually a lot of power because it's so calcified and so close. If you can change your uncle's mind, yeah. you can save democracy.
And that, I mean, and there is power in that as far as being like, you know, an otherwise flyover state. And I think it's funny to see my friends who are on the coast start to understand that. I think is like the political IQ of the average citizen has gone way up over the last 7 years. If Trump's yes. done anything well, good for this country, yes. I would say it's the increased political engagement of so many more people who were checked out prior to that. And so I feel like now people, for the first time, Wisconsin was like, oh, Packers, I don't know, sports, cheese, brats. And now I think there's an actual understanding, especially right now with this election, that we are a political centerpiece of what happens in the country.
And there's, you know, one of the things I'm most proud of in Wisconsin is, you know, the entire New Deal came out of the Wisconsin idea. All of the successful programs that we love were basically workshopped in Wisconsin. They had unemployment insurance in, I don't know, 1915. And that's why it's been a target of the Koch brothers yeah. And Karl Rove. Karl Rove, who at this point looks like Abby Hoffman. I mean, who could predict how crazy these people would be? It's unbelievable.
It is. It is. And yet we persevere. So
imagine if on the West Wing, I always say the fakest thing about West Wing was we had rational Republicans. You imagine if we did put a Republican like Trump up there, we would have be seen as, you know, being totally unrealistic.
Anyway, Anyways, go vote. Bradley Whitford, thank you so much for spending
Stop
time with
listening.
Us.
Go vote.
Go vote. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We'll keep you posted on what happens.
Please, let me know.
All right.
Yeah, let me know how it turns out.
I will.
I love you, Wisconsin. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I go to where there ain't no stopping go lights, but I got no desire for the 5-star resort. Got a cousin with a cabin way up north. When it's cold in the winter, I drink beer and trade when the snow unthaws.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Arguments in a lawsuit that will determine if abortion remains illegal in Wisconsin start next month in a Dane County Circuit Court. Oral arguments in the suit filed nearly a year ago by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers begin May 4th, exactly 1 month after tomorrow's state Supreme Court election. While the case could be resolved before the new justice is seated this summer, it's more likely to come before the Supreme Court when either Janet Protasiewicz or Dan Kelly take the seat of retiring Justice Pat Rogenczak. The court is currently controlled by conservatives 4-3. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has asked the IRS to investigate St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Cottage Grove after the pastor posted a bulletin urging parishioners not to vote for her in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The foundation says that's blatant electioneering. Churches and charities, which are tax-exempt, have been banned from engaging in political activity since 1954. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 32. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs around 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
When it comes to politics and activism, very outspoken.
Surprised me, though, because I did not realize that he was here when Act 10 was all happening and that he was involved with it way back then.
And that's, you know, it went, these go by so fast. And so I wanted to ask, because I think, as we've said before, there was kind of this like before and after of 2016. And clearly he's someone who has been engaged way before that. And also, I think it's interesting, and maybe I'll send him a follow-up email, because I am curious of, you know, for people who, when they move and they get careers, and then not just acting, business, whatever.
Anything, yeah.
And what is it about your home state that keeps you involved, even if you have no plans to live there again? And had Wisconsin not had such a turn on a dime with the Scott Walker years of, you know, from being still a purple state that had more progressive leanings, certainly progressive history, to what, like you said, the influx of money from Koch brothers, and then the domino effect that led from that to the world we live in now in Wisconsin. And what was it, had that not been the case here, would he have stayed as involved and interested in Wisconsin politics? Or is it because Wisconsin is a fascinating place when it comes to politics that's always kept him having an eye on his home state?
Keep an eye on things, yeah.
But super interesting, as he said, if you don't get your friends and your family to vote tomorrow, we're going to lose. And so take that, all of that pressure, and wear it and feel it and send those text messages and those reminders and help people get them to the ballot, to the polling place tomorrow to fill out their ballot.
Yes.
And so did you end up voting on Friday?
I did not. I'm going to go tomorrow.
So we're both going tomorrow. Yep. After the show.
Yep. And I'm fine with that. I like to look in at my little poll workers and the volunteers and see how they're doing, and always just check their pulse to see, you know,
see what number you are at your polling station.
See what number I am and how that compared to the last time. And just as kind of a little indicator, the weather again is probably not going to be ideal, especially if you have to vote after what, like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So there might be some rain. We can get wet. On the way to the polling places, we're not going to melt.
We're not going to melt.
We're not going to melt.
But also, you know, I think, like, I can walk to my polling place. It's 2 blocks away. And
that's
so
nice.
So that's really nice, as far as I think for some people, when, you know, when they make, this is why we want plenty of polling places, right? Because in times when weather is hard, it is an unfair burden to make some people have to drive way further, instead of just making it as easy as possible to vote. Vote safely, vote securely, but still make it easy for people to exercise their right to vote. And so really looking forward to the anxiety of that comes with Election Day. And then we get a break. We get a break until
from elections.
From elections for the rest of the year. We get time off. I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about.
Oh, yes.
Between the budget, obviously the presidential election is just around the corner, and there'll be plenty to talk about there. But at least from political ads and the anxiety that is Wisconsin elections, we will get a little bit of a break. But here's a reminder that if you liked what you heard on the primary coverage from Civic Media back in February during the primary, we're doing it again tomorrow night.
Yes.
Jane and I will be doing a special edition of As Goes Wisconsin during primetime, 7 to 8, to take home the last hour of the polls being open. And so we're going to have Patrick Marley join us.
Yes, from the...
Longtime Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter, now works for the Washington Post, being a Midwest political reporter. I haven't talked to him since he's taken that role on, which I think has been about a year now that he's been over there.
Yeah, that seems right.
And so excited to talk to him about what he's been hearing and how I just think it's interesting for the people who are constantly talking. It's the same reason why Jeff Charlotte, what was really interesting, of just being on the ground, having conversations, and versus talking about the conversations you're hearing other people have.
Yeah. Which is value. I mean, but that is valuable.
Oh, yeah.
Those one-on-one interactions, that's really the only way how you find out anything, right?
Exactly. So be sure to tune in for tomorrow. Civic Media is going to have coverage all night long with an extra hour of Devil's Advocates, going until 7 p.m. Then Jane and I will take over at 7. And then Terry Bell and the crew and all of our correspondents across the state will be following local elections.
Yeah, school board races.
School board races, mayor's elections. I know there's a super tight mayor election in Green Bay, Racine, school boards. Yeah, so there will be a lot to be unfolded tomorrow night on top, you know, in addition to the very, very big Wisconsin Supreme Court race. But I've been wanting to talk about this. Did you watch the Gwyneth Paltrow trial at all last week?
I didn't. I followed it very lightly in some of the publications that I follow.
Same. And I just, because I didn't, some of this pop culture stuff, like, it just doesn't really interest me. But now that it's over, it's almost like the real life White Lotus playing out in front of us, of just like the, or Succession or any of these shows of the like uber rich people who just live like celebrities. They're just like us, except no, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, they're not at all. And not even just celebrities, but just like the very, very wealthy. I was listening to an interview of Kieran Culkin, who's on Succession, who plays Ronan. And I love him. He's such a good actor. But what have you learned about billionaires in doing this show? And he's like, oh, they don't wear coats because they're never outside. And he goes, there's been a couple of times I've picked out a coat for Ronan to wear in scenes, but we're either in a car or we step outside for like a couple feet to get onto the plane. Or walk into the, so it just feels cumbersome to have a coat.
Sure.
And you don't need one. And I was like, oh my, I would have never thought that.
That's really interesting. And it makes complete sense.
It's, you know, it's a very different reason than the college Wisconsin girls who don't wear coats because it ruins their outfits.
Well, exactly.
And just are going to drink enough that they're not going to feel it anyway. So it's a little different. But anyways, so I followed more of this Gwyneth Paltrow trial, and it's just, and I feel like, is it, did Pete, were people obsessed with it? Because people were obsessed with it as far as the internet being very excited about this. And it's like, is it the same obsession why they keep making these like billionaire rich people problem shows? That there's just something about celebrity and money that no matter what, we are just captured by, even when it's trivial. And like, part of it is almost so we can look down on them in their stupid little trivial problems, even though we give them so much attention. It's such a weird conundrum of why you simultaneously, as like the general masses, watch this with bated breath and are like fascinated by it, but also it's not because they have any, I don't know,
redeeming qualities.
Well, it's redeeming qualities.
I was going to say, you just described the Kardashians.
Yeah, but it's like, because like Gwyneth Paltrow has for a while now felt like someone who is, to put it lightly, out of touch.
Well, her Goop website is insane.
The Goop website, the pseudoscience of like health science and wellness and stuff. And she was on some interview recently about how into like IVs she is, of like different IV drips. That I then saw a medical professional respond to, being like, please don't do this. This is not a real thing. Please do not think you need to go out and buy and pay for IV drips to be healthy. Like, yeah.
You don't.
And so, but she won. So basically what I understand this trial to be is that there was a very wealthy optometrist who was like in his 70s. And this was like 7 years ago. This was a long time ago.
Right.
Who he was suing her because his story was that she crashed into him.
Skiing.
And her countersuit was, no, you crashed into me. So he was suing her for, at first it was going to be like $3 million, and then it got knocked down to $300,000. And she countersued him for $1 and lawyer fees.
Right.
And she won. So this happened in 2016, and the trial was just now. And the jury found the man 100% at fault. And it was just, but like the trial itself was full of these wacky moments, which included the Gwyneth Paltrow being asked, like, you know, what she lost. And she goes, well, I lost half a day of skiing.
That got a lot of mockery on Twitter.
There was also like a line of questioning around her being friends with Taylor Swift. And is that why she was like, because Taylor Swift also had like a countersuit at one point for like a symbolic $1. And so if there was like a friendship there, which again, I don't know why. What that has to do with the trial. But then at one point, they were also asking about how tall Gwyneth Paltrow was. And this was the interaction. The plaintiff's lawyer, so his lawyer, may I ask how tall you are? I'm just under 5'10". I'm so jealous. I think I'm shrinking, though. That's Paltrow. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5". And then Paltrow said, well, they're very nice. Like, what's happening?
But that's on the lawyer.
That is on the lawyer.
You know, I mean, that's just goofy. What are you doing?
But this, I do have to say, the way that it ended is fabulous. As far as she won. She won the case.
So she gets her dollar, and he has to cover her court fees.
And her lawyer fees. And she, as they won, and I don't think she made a huge fuss about it, but as she walked out of the courtroom, she leaned over to Dr. Sanderson, who was the optometrist, and she whispered 4 words into his ear, and they were, I wish you well.
That's nice.
It is nice. It is nice. And I think he said, thank you. And they moved on. Because the whole thing about this was that he was just trying to grift her.
Right.
And that he actually crashed into her, that he wasn't actually a very good skier. And that he didn't even know who she was at first until someone after the crash
pointed out
that's Gwyneth Paltrow. And then he saw dollar signs. And so it seems like justice was served, but it still is like this obsession with how celebrities and rich people aren't actually like us at all, and why we are so captured by them is timeless, apparently, because there is a lot of show, both fictional and real life, of us wanting to witness them existing.
And now I know it's because they don't wear coats.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is. That it explains so much, though. It really does.
Unless it's a fashion statement. They certainly don't have a Land's End sleeping bag coat like I do.
No,
really, really, like, Nanook of the North. All right, we got one more segment. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Or fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are rounding out our election eve show and talking. We had some fun in the No Sour Haha Fun Time Hour, obviously with Bradley Whitford, but then opining over what it is with our obsession with celebrities and in regards to the Gwyneth Paltrow trial that came to an end last week, and you said someone had some insight on the IV thing?
Because Gwyneth Paltrow is a big believer in getting various drips in IVs, apparently. Yeah. So Kristen from Iguanago says H2O in Brookfield for IVs. Don't knock it till you try it.
Well, and I have heard, like, I did it once in Vegas.
You did?
As a hangover cure.
Oh.
Because I have heard that as far as, because if you think about it, when you're hungover, you are dehydrated. And they upcharge you with different vitamins and stuff like that. So I think I certainly think it makes you feel better. I would be interested, Kristen from Iguanago. Did she spell it with an I or an E?
Let me look. Because I know I'm really concerned about this.
Of course.
She spelled it the correct way.
Yay.
With an I.
So Kristen from Iguanago, I think, is there a difference between it? You definitely feel better after you do it versus there actually being health benefits. And because, you know, like, I feel great after a steam room, but I think sometimes there is, especially, you know, there's different people says that kind of heat or whatever, like,
isn't
too much time.
You.
Yeah. Like, things that feel good versus the health benefits from them, I think, are different. And so, unless the person I saw trying to debunk the Gwyneth Paltrow pushing this as far as, you know, how good this is for you. Because, you know, for a little while, like, juice cleanses were really good for you. But then there's a bunch of people who are like, no, your body not naturally knows how to, like, detox your body. That's why you have a liver and kidneys. And you don't need to just drink juice to give your body a break. Like, your body can figure it out.
Your body's been working.
Yes. And so we also had a comment on the live stream that celebrities kind of fill the role that Greek and Roman gods did. Their lives are a little more morality plays for the common folk. Which is
That's interesting.
For us to comment and have opinions on and just totally forget that they're human beings. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Brewers updates.
Oh, yeah.
Brewers home opener is underway at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, and it's a very exciting third inning zip-zip.
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 And clipping along because of the new rules.
See, now I'm intrigued because you are the first person that I've heard from who said that they could actually feel a difference in speeding things up a little bit.
Oh, have you talked to other people who said they felt like it was the same?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, again, I think I was under a unique situation of watching the game on Saturday.
Because you were freezing today?
Because I was freezing. And I was trying to be a good sport because I would like to think that, you know, I'm up for anything. But it was one of those moments that there was enough time that I was like, in my mind, I didn't say it out loud, but I'm saying it out loud now. I was like, why did I say yes to this? This is not that much fun.
I am not having fun.
I'm not having fun. It was like, you know how there's things, It's like, to me, it's like skiing because I'm not a good skier. I remember this was a couple years ago, Dr. Mike and his husband live in Colorado. And so we had made the plan that we would go to drive from Denver to Breckenridge on a Saturday.
Oh boy.
To go skiing. And the only person, like, Mike's a decent skier. Mike's husband's a good skier. Mike is getting better. And I had not skied. And so somehow we thought this was a good idea.
Oh gosh, on a Saturday too.
So we leave at 7 a.m. and still get stuck in bumper to bumper traffic. So it takes us 3 hours to get there.
Ugh.
So by the time we actually get there, we can't park near the mountain. So we have to park somewhere in Breckenridge and then take a shuttle to the mountain, schlepping all of our stuff.
Just so much fun.
It was really cold that day. Because it was my first time skiing, obviously fall a couple times. And that frustrating feeling, especially for people who feel like they're somewhat athletic, when you are stuck like a turtle on your back and you're like, I don't even know how to get up from this position.
No, right.
And your friends are trying to help you, but you're so embarrassed and you're like sweating, but
yes,
cold at the same time. You're like, no, I don't want your help. I don't want this to stop.
Yep.
And
I want to be off the mountain now.
And so then eventually I kind of got the hang of it and went down a couple times, but it was also this was 2021. So all the rules on the mountain, like you couldn't even be inside. Like,
oh,
once you
sure.
got your food, you had to go eat it outside. And if you were, like, you had to have a mask all the time. And it was one of those things, I was like, are we having fun? Why are we doing this? Like, this is supposed to be fun, and nothing about this is fun. And yet we've convinced ourselves to spend this much money and this much effort in the name of having a good day. And I'm going to say it right now, not a good day.
So I assume you have not gone skiing again.
I've not, but I do want to get better at skiing, so it is more fun. But it was like going to the beach on a day where it's windy, and everyone keeps trying to convince, like, aren't we having fun with sand everywhere, and it's cold, and the water's too cold to actually get in? But like, and it was hell trying to park, and we had to pay, and then schlep everything, especially then you have kids, and you're like, I have to get sand off the kids.
My one recommendation for you would be, don't learn how to ski in Colorado.
No, I know. I need to go somewhere in Wisconsin where it's hills instead of mountains.
You need something a little less death-defying when you're starting.
A little less steep.
A little less steep. Yeah.
All right. Well, that will do it for us today. But I'm sure, actually, I think William Walter is filling in because Luke and Brian, I think, are at opening day today.
Ooh.
And so you have a guest host for Dueling Tangents, but Chad Holmes is there. And tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of election coverage. I don't know if anything's going to break between tonight and tomorrow as far as big stories, but clearly we'll certainly be talking about it.
Absolutely.
And mark your calendars for tomorrow night, because Civic Media is going to have special coverage, just like we did for the primary and for the midterm elections last fall. Special Devil's Advocates go until 7. Jane and I will be on from 7 to 8.
Exactly.
And then we will have coverage from all of our correspondents across the state as results roll in tomorrow night. So looking forward to that. But as for today, thank you for listening and calling and texting. Come back tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we'll do this all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what?
We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR.